My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. As usual today, I am joined by the one and only Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
Today's topic is first anal sex scene. And my guest is a performer who just recently had her very first anal sex scene, my girlfriend, Miss Alex Chance.
Hi.
And it was with me, right?
It was with you, Richard. Yes. It was and it wasn't with me either.
No, no.
I figured I'd personalize it by saying my girlfriend.
Yeah, I think you should.
Now I can say whatever the fuck I want. And exactly. It's okay.
It was Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
she's giving topical porn from 1996.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the dirty facts: when, where, who, what, how many times?
Well, there was only one scene, so four positions. But it was with Mick Blue for Brazzers for Real Wife Stories. And yeah, it was interesting. It was all anal for my first scene.
So it's like that dick goes nowhere near the pussy.
Nowhere but the pussy. I don't even think there was a little bit of blowjob, but not even much blowjob. It was pretty much just...
Kept it to the one hole.
Just one, yeah. Like it started off with a little bit of blowjob and that was... Yeah.
And why can't we do this at home?
Well, you know, it takes preparation.
Because what's your rate again?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Are you going to give me my rate every time?
Okay, let's start with this. I think it's a good place to start. Let's talk with preparation. So Okay. This is your first time doing this.
Yes.
You're out of town. You're in Vegas, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the night before your scene. It's 5 o'clock. What are you thinking about?
Well, 5 o'clock, I was actually getting on an airplane. To go to Vegas because they made them fly me out the night before because they, when you shoot for Brazzers, they always fly you out insanely early and I wasn't doing that. So I was like, okay, well, please just fly me out the night before so I can prep in the hotel room. And then I kept trying to get hold of the lovely Phoenix Marie who was on set all day. And I finally got a hold of her at, I want to say it was like 9 o'clock, maybe something like that, 8 or 9 o'clock. And I had read her blog, and it was kind of...
Where did you read the blog?
I don't know the website.
PhoenixMarieBlog.com?
No, it's on Porn Star Life Coach.
Oh, it is?
Is that the one on Porn Star Life Coach? Okay,
It's actually been amended on Porn Star Life Coach.
Oh.
There's more information.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, she sent him...
She did a podcast about...
I was on an old one, I think, okay. On something else.
Okay. Something about corn in there.
Yeah, but no, her corn advice, though, she suggests eating a salad with corn the night before so that you know when you're clean the next day, which actually did work out. Apparently, I should have stopped eating a little before I did, though. So I remember I stopped eating around 8. Yeah, that's right. And I talked to her around 9. And I had already gone to Walgreens and bought all the enemas and other assorted accoutrements.
What brand of enema?
Well, I use...
We're throwing out
okay,
name brands.
Okay, well, I got the...
It's all the sponsors we have to
I got two
kiss
of the
to.
Big bottles of the Fleet ones.
Right.
And then I also got a mineral oil one. I don't remember the brand exactly because they didn't have the Fleet one. So it was a different... I don't know.
So you're in a hotel room cleaning out your butthole?
Yes. And then after...
Do you have Anne-Marie on the phone like talking you through it?
No. She she told me to call if I had any questions. And she told me to like use the dilators the night before and then use them just right before the scene. And then the next morning, though, I was a little worried when I was... Because the night before went fine. But the morning is when you actually have to make sure that you're like all good.
Right.
And I think I was on like... the sixth one or something like that of the bottles. And I was sitting, why isn't it clean yet? And finally, like, I think it was like 3 later, it was all good. But I was just like, but what if I can't get clean? What if I can't do it? It's just, but it, like I said, it ended up being absolutely fine.
And I'm sure it wasn't Mick's first time.
Yeah,
no, it actually, he was surprised that everything was all clean.
I rarely see Mick surprised about anything, but I've been on set with Mick and I've for a couple different anal scenes I've seen him do, and I've seen a messy one where it was in one of the embarrassing messy ones. Oof. And he was completely cool. I mean, the guy's not fazed.
But you have to be.
Yeah. Well, I'm professional. I'm going the European route.
They're dirtier than we are.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Let's go back to why Europeans are dirty people.
No, I mean they do dirtier porn.
Back to you, Richard.
But no, Mick actually, because we did, we were doing stills last. Okay. So we didn't have that warm-up time. So like, well, why don't you just like see if it'll fit? And I had warmed up with the dilators in the bathroom and I was just like, you know, double checking to make sure everything was good right before the scene. And he's like, yeah, he put it in for a couple pumps and I ever pulled it out. He's like, huh. He's like, everything's all clean.
There you go.
Now, real quick, before, because you've mentioned dilators a couple times. I'm sure there's a few people out there familiar with these.
Okay, dilators. Unlike butt plugs, which are pointless for prepping for anal.
They are.
They really, because it doesn't, you need your sphincter muscle to relax. And it doesn't with a butt plug. All a butt plug does is, you know, I mean, they're pretty. I have some nice, shiny gold ones that have a jewel at the end that my boyfriend, Mo, here got me for Valentine's Day.
I thought it was a great gift. I thought it was something great, too.
It was fantastic. They stopped me at the airport.
Wow.
I had forgotten that I put them in my laptop bag because I wasn't sure if I wanted to use them for something pretty during the scene. And they... they saw them looking at it on the x-ray machine. And then the lady came over with my laptop bag. And I told her, I was like, you might not want to open that. She's like, why? And I wasn't about to say, because I'm going to do a porn scene in Vegas. And I said, well, I mean, I'm going to see my boyfriend right now in Vegas. She's like, oh, I thought I knew what that was. And she just kind of slowly peeked into it. She's like, oh, okay. And then kind of gave me a little like nod.
Nice.
But yes, dilators, though, they go up in sizes. This is a 5 dilator kit. It goes from small to large. That'll pretty much accommodate.
Small, like that?
No, not quite as big as the pinky. Maybe like as big as like 2 fingers.
Is one.
Well, it's like, and then the next one's maybe like 3. And then 4. And then 5. And like, you know.
And so how big around is 5?
5 is probably about as big around as like...
As big as Mo's your cock. Yeah, exactly.
About as big around as Mo's dick in the middle.
On a good day.
On a good day, yeah.
With a good breeze.
I think it's
blowing.
Actually probably about, what, 6.5 around? About 6.5 around.
Wow.
Ego with Mo.
Yes. But yes, I got up to the 3rd one, which Phoenix, surprisingly, which it's Phoenix, and according to him, he's like, well, you know, she has, you know, we have worked together. She has been around my dick quite a few times. She actually was perfectly on the spot with his girth.
Yeah.
It was exactly the same size as the 3rd one.
If there's an expert, if you can give a degree to somebody for being an expert in anal, yeah, it would be her by far.
Yeah, she's amazing. Thank you, Phoenix Marie, if you're listening.
Yes. Let's have a moment of thanks to Phoenix Marie.
Moment of silence.
No, not silence. Let's just rub our butts.
So basically you've now stretched yourself out, you've cleaned yourself out, you've had your dick in you once. Not yours, but his.
His. Okay,
you're doing the scene.
So you're about ready to get into the scene. You're there. What happens?
Are you excited?
Yes. I was a little tired, though, because I had a very long intro beforehand.
Oh.
I had to jump rope.
I've heard the complaint.
I just think, like, what a great thing to do to porn actors. Let's get her really tired. Now we'll shoot the scene. Like, who thinks of that?
I had to do it several times in a row. And actually, the best time I did it, he wasn't recording.
Oh, God.
Typical. She gets bitter when those type of things happen.
I do, especially when I'm hungry. I get angry when I'm hungry. And yeah, they had me do jump roping, which we were probably doing for about 10 minutes. And because I had to keep stopping and I was tripping over myself. And then there was an incident with a lawn light.
Hey, I want to get down to the sex.
Yeah, no, okay. She keeps stalling.
I know. Okay,
like,
let's talk about sex. Fucking. The fucking. Intro. Okay.
Let's talk about like him ramming you every which way.
I'm sorry. I believe another guest referred to it as an 18-wheeler running into a starfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, it was not big.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey Mick, how you doing today?
Exactly.
We had I had to do a handstand to start the scene.
Okay.
Back to the ass.
And then we started off, you know, with the blowjob. Then he ripped my tights open.
Ooh.
They had added snaps to my leotard so for easy access. And then he just like tore the tights open. And then we started off in doggy? I want to say.
And then whoa, no, hold on. No oral on the ass?
little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of oral on the ass.
Lick the rim.
In between.
Little finger. You
know. Little tongue fucking.
No finger. I fingered my own ass at first when I was blowing him.
Did you finger his ass too?
No.
Okay.
No.
He might have let you.
You know, I've done it a couple times for experimentation.
So how long, did the scene go for?
Scene was about 35 minutes, I want to say.
He fucked you for 35 minutes in your ass.
Uh-huh.
No. Hold on. Let's back up. That was 35 minutes of record time. How much of it was actual anal?
Probably about 30.
I want to see the tape.
Exactly. Maybe
bring the evidence. You know, or maybe, I like to present.
Or maybe it was 25 minutes. I'm trying to remember how much video they record, but there was probably only maybe 5 to 7 minutes of other things besides the anal.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just get over that.
I've been on a porn set before, and I've seen the tapes. I'm going to go with there was 18 minutes tops.
The only little mishap.
He's a professional.
The only little mishap was. there was two.
You shouldn't eat that Snickers bar last night, the night before.
There was two. No, actually, no. Reverse cowgirl is hard.
Yes.
For anal.
It's stupid.
I agree, it's stupid. And I have big boobs, so I just think it's stupid.
She does have big boobs.
Because they want to put me in it. And it's fine if I'm like slightly tilted back. But when you get in, you know, the complete back straight, tits bouncing, it's not nice. there was only one mishap throughout the whole entire thing where there was a little bit of blood, and that was about it.
Kinky.
He didn't tell me about it, and then I had to go pee, and then I was like, aw, he didn't tell me.
That's why Mick is a pro, because this is the same thing that happened to the other girl, where it was actually messy anal. And we're talking, this was... I'm not naming names. Literally, a turd came out of her ass. He pulled out and he picks it up off the bit. He goes, oh, can I get a baby wipe? I can't do his accent. Takes it. The PA's going, the director's going, and the girl doesn't even know. And she goes, oh my God, is it messy? And he's like, no, it's fine. It was just a little, it's all good.
Yeah, no.
And it was just like, and he saved that scene. Yeah, but
my point is like with him, and I've been on plenty of sets with this kind of shit happening.
Mm. I didn't have shit.
But I'm just saying, is like, I was like, if you act like it's a big deal, first of all, that's stupid. Second of all, then you haven't been around. Because that happens.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. We're human beings. We all poop.
And actually,
we like it
but
not.
It didn't happen to her.
Yeah, it didn't happen. And it did not happen to me. It was just a little.
That's not what Mick tweeted.
It was just a little bit of blood. It was.
Let's get inside of the story.
You know,
let's get Mick over here now.
I know with this scene, though, I don't think I was as loud as I could have been because it was just something completely different for me. Because anal on camera is way different than anal off camera.
Ooh, stop.
No, wait.
Wait. So, how is it different? How is it different from anal off camera? Without a camera or with camera, what's the difference?
Well, I mean, it's continuous. It's for longer. I'm also kind of an idiot off camera, and I like him to fuck my pussy and my ass, and I end up with bad things happening. Actually, the only reason I did all anal is because I had work the next day and that Monday, so I wanted to make sure that my vagina would be okay.
Makes sense.
I was like, oh, you know, it'll be fine. But yeah, it's harder than, you know, it's like
how often does it happen at home?
It doesn't happen very frequently.
And
at
who's
home.
Who
not
wait,
happen very often?
And who's responsible for that?
If his dick was more manageable, it would happen more often.
Maybe you have to practice more.
That could be the quote of the day right there.
What?
If his dick was more manageable.
Tweet that.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm fine like until we get to the middle. But I kind of like the rape position. Can I say rape?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the rape position.
It's
doggy style.
We've had Phoenix Marie on.
And you know, when you're laying completely flat with your legs closed on the bed, on your stomach, and they just kind of go zhunk
right
into the ass.
Now, did you cry as much?
I didn't cry at all.
Really? Because I've made tears.
I did it with a smile on my face. It was good.
Can you do that at home sometime?
I mean, if you allow me proper preparation. Sure, like and then you take me out to dinner afterwards.
A. Exactly.
You gotta, preparation
you,
B.
You gotta no. You gotta prepare.
Preparation.
You gotta do your part. Then your part is to feed her afterwards and cuddle with her and stroke her head and say nice things.
Yes. No. I'm fine, but it's just like I like to have preparation, and then you're busy in the mornings sometimes. So.
No, I'm busy in the mornings all the time. I'm always busy.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things where
there's always time for anal.
If you don't want me to eat and do whatever, and you want a nice clean playground, then
exactly. It's that's why I think I always say, all right, well, I think just anal sex is just too much work.
Now, let's go with this, the afterwards. So you have the sex, he ejaculates, which typically happens after you have sex. And
does it?
Hopefully. Yeah,
from what I understand.
I've had one or two times and they just did dubbed. So are you familiar with the McBlue ejaculation method?
Let's go back to where I was going with this. I'm more you finish up.
Mm-hmm. Wait, good. Did he didn't all in your tummy?
No, he does this on his tummy.
Mick loves to rub his stomach and his chest before he pops.
Okay.
His leg now.
Which is very common. We see it on set all the time. Okay. You don't usually see it on camera that often. So, you know, it's one of those things that he does. And I give him credit for being able to do that because I won't even touch my stomach. I don't even like to look at myself. So I don't get all romantic like that.
So basically, it's pitch dark in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, it's pitch dark in the bedroom. That's how we know it's not messy. What? Maybe it's something. I don't know. Moving right along. So afterwards,
yes.
You're done. Now you can eat. What was your first meal after anal?
Your first meal.
Are
you thinking about food while you're getting fucked? Like, hurry up and get this over with so I can go eat.
I was starving. I had gummy bears, so I wasn't that bad until like right around the anal scene, because that was around, I want to say, like 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. No, 5 o'clock, no, 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. And so I was able, after that, we had to do one last part of the intro, because it had to be dark outside, which they realized that they had blackout curtains by where we were shooting it, so we could have done it beforehand. Oh. That was fun.
She's trying to produce from the after.
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, they actually said that, like, oh, we could have filmed this earlier.
They listened to the show. So what was your first meal?
First meal? Well, I had half of a Subway sandwich.
Oh,
I had
romantic.
An Italian BMT because it was what they brought me on set, and that was everyone else was getting Subway. And then I had a steak afterwards.
So in other words, the moral of the story is that Brazzers spares no expense when it comes to catering and taking care of their talent and their crew.
Yes.
That's what I got out of this whole story.
Subway.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Another sponsor. We got to line up.
Okay, so you had dinner, and how did you feel the next day? How's the butthole?
Did you feel dirty?
No, I actually felt fine.
Are you ready to do it again?
I was a little backed up, but I felt fine.
Are you ready to do it again?
Oh, and why were you a little backed up?
Imodium.
And how many Imodiums did you choose to take?
I took two, and then I took two in the morning, and then I took one, like, during the intro. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. I was
Three
a little too
Imodiums.
Safe.
Good.
I was a little too safe, and...
Didn't Phoenix tell you not to do that?
No, she actually did tell me to take an Imodium in the morning.
An Imodium in the morning.
Wow. I'm surprised she said that.
So, okay.
Because she said just to make sure. Yeah. She's like, take an Imodium when you're in the makeup chair,
so basically,
just to make sure.
Another moral of the story is if you have any anal questions or problems... Call Phoenix Marie.
Call Phoenix Marie.
She's open 24/7. We'll answer all your questions.
Do you know when this fine anal scene is going to come out and where
it's
going
to be? I'm not sure. It will be on Real Wife Stories for browsers.com. And then I'm doing my second one soon.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be for Big Wet Butts.
Ooh. And are you going to let us know when that comes out?
I will.
Will you tweet us and shout out?
I will. I will. And Phoenix will also be in my shout out, as well as the world famous Richard Avery.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nice.
I don't do anal.
Well, where can we follow you on Twitter at then?
Alex Chance, XXX. Like me on Facebook, Alex Chance, XOXO. And check out my wonderful blog that I really should update more.
Yeah.
Like AlexChanceXXX.com.
What was that last one again?
AlexChanceXXX.com. I really need to work on that.
Okay, well, thank you so much for Alex for coming in today. And my name is Mo. This is Mo with... Wow. Let's try it one more time.
Where do we follow you? Where do we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at MoXXX, Mox. I'd like to thank Alex Chance for coming in today and all of our sponsors today. Browsers.com, Walgreens, Fleet Enemas, Subway Sandwiches, and Imodium. And we'd like to thank you guys all for supporting the anal show. Check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of cool BTS pics from the shoots that I work on. And have a great day, guys.